10th of November, 1936. Talk number 278. Miss V. Umadevi, a Polish lady, convert to Hinduism, had traveled in Kashmir and brought views from Kashmir, at which we were looking. Sri Bhagavan humorously remarked, "We have seen those places without the trouble of travel." Devotee, "I wish to go to Kailas." Maharshi, "One can see these places only if destined, not otherwise. After seeing all, there will still remain more. If not in this hemisphere, maybe in the other. Knowledge implies ignorance of what lies beyond what is known. Knowledge is always limited." After some time, Sri Bhagavan continued, "Apar was decrepit and old, and yet began to travel to Kailas. Another old man appeared on the way and tried to dissuade him from the attempt, saying that it was so difficult to reach there. Apar was, however, obdurate, and said that he would risk his life in the attempt. The stranger asked him to dip himself in a tank close by. Apar did so and found Kailas then and there. Where did all this happen? In Tiruvayur, 9 miles from Tanjore? Where is Kailas then? Is it within the mind or outside it? If Tiruvayur be truly Kailas, it must appear to others as well. But Apar alone found it so. Similarly, it is said of other places of pilgrimage in the south that they are the abodes of Shiva, and devotees found them so. This was true from their standpoint. Everything is within. There is nothing without." Talk number 279. Devotee, "How long does it take a man to be reborn after death? Is it immediately after death or sometime after?" Maharshi, "You do not know what you were before birth, yet you want to know what you will be after death. Do you know what you are now? Birth and rebirth pertain to the body. You are identifying the self with the body. It is a wrong identification. You believe that the body has been born and will die and confound the phenomena relating to the one with the other. Know your real being, and these questions will not arise. Birth and rebirth are mentioned only to make you investigate the question and find out that there is neither births nor rebirths. They relate to the body and not to the self. Know the self and be not perturbed by doubts." Talk number 280. Devotee, "Can you help me get rid of Maya?" Maharshi, "What is Maya?" Devotee, "Attachment to the world." Maharshi, "Was the world in your deep sleep? Was there attachment to it?" Devotee, "There was not." Maharshi, "Were you there or not?" Devotee, "Maybe." Maharshi, "Then do you deny having existed in sleep?" Devotee, "I do not." Maharshi, "You are therefore now the same one as there was in sleep." Devotee, "Yes." Maharshi, "What is it then that raises the question of Maya just now?" Devotee, "The mind was not in sleep. The world and the attachment to it are of the mind." Maharshi, "That is it. The world and the attachment to it are of the mind, not of the self." Devotee, "I was ignorant in sleep." Maharshi, "Who says that he was ignorant? Is he not ignorant now? Is he a jnani? Ignorance is now mentioned by the contaminated self here." Devotee, "Was the self pure in sleep?" Maharshi, "It did not raise any doubts. It did not feel imperfect or impure." Devotee, "Such self is common to all, even in a dead body. Maharshi, but the man in sleep or in dead body does not raise questions. Consider who raises the questions. It is you. Were you not in sleep? Why was there no imperfection? The pure self is simple being. It does not associate itself with objects and become conscious as in the wakeful state. What you now call consciousness in the present state is associated consciousness, requiring brain, mind, body, etc. to depend upon. But in sleep, consciousness persisted without these. Devotee, I do not know the consciousness in sleep. Maharshi, who is not aware of it? You admit, I am. You admit, I was in sleep. The state of being is yourself. Devotee, do you mean to say that sleep is self-realization? Maharshi, it is the self. Why do you talk of realization? Is there a moment when the self is not realized? If there be such a moment, the other moment might be said to be one of realization. There is no moment when the self is not, nor when the self is not realized. Why pick out sleep for it? Even now, you are self-realized. Devotee, but I do not understand. Maharshi, because you are identifying the self with the body, give up the wrong identity and the self is revealed. Devotee, but this does not answer my question to help me to get rid of Maya, that is, attachment. Maharshi, this attachment is not found in sleep. It is perceived and felt now. It is not your real nature. On whom is this accretion? If the real nature is known, these exist not. If you realize the self, the possessions are not perceived. That is getting rid of Maya. Maya is not objective, that it could be got rid of in any other way.